Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now the telephone, though. Gentlemen, we hear from a lot here on the Talk of Connecticut, kind of keeping us informed as to what's going on in the General Assembly. A lot of action yesterday, and Republican State Senator George Logan joins us. Senator, good morning. George, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning to you and all your listeners out there, especially those on the road. Be safe.
Yeah. Boy, active day, I guess. We're starting to get now from the Democratic majority, George, a flood of bills that were being introduced there. Paid family medical leave, $15 minimum wage, and also I believe there was a recreational marijuana bill introduced also this week.
That is correct. I mean, they're definitely piling it on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of proposals out there to, really that's going to hurt businesses here in Connecticut, mm-hmm. and that's going to hurt the working people here in Connecticut with taxes. You hear about the grocery tax proposal?
Well, yeah, but now it's, it's interesting, George, and here's my question on that. I know that now the governor is saying, well, that was not a top priority of mine. It's not even in my top 50. Look, I'm trying to think that the guy is sincere, but, you know, none of us fell off the turnip truck yesterday. And I'm wondering here, is that the governor just saying that? I mean, I don't know how any of his budget folks would float that without them even running it by him at the beginning. I wonder if he's kind of in a little bit of CYA mode here.
Well, you know, Governor Lamont, I'm giving him the benefit of any doubt,
mm-hmm.
you know, until I see his budget, which is coming out in about a couple weeks,
yeah.
right? And once that budget comes out, then we'll really see how he plans on making the ends meet here. He certainly has a challenge before him. But you take a look at the folks that got him into office. You take a look at the Democrats in the legislature, particularly those liberal-leaning ones,
mm-hmm.
the ones that are proposing all of these bills. You would think they'd be working with them for some sort of a bigger game plan. So they're submitting all this stuff. So it's either they're working independently of Lamont or they're working with Lamont. Either way, it's going to be a battle for sure because, you know, they're talking about a hike on the estate tax as well, a statewide car tax,
yeah.
an additional property tax, statewide property tax. So the list is just going on and on, and very little discussion in terms of how to control spending and control costs. The best they can come up with was a forced consolidation of schools. That matches the probate court map, you know, which really is something that, you know, I'm for regionalization of services in towns and for regionalization of schools,
mm-hmm.
but you got to do that at the local level, not
yeah.
force it down from the state level.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because friends of mine who don't have my necessary political ilk here, some of them are moderates or liberals, even them, I mean, I'm talking with them, chatting with them on Facebook and in person, and, you know, even those folks, George, who I said, hey, did you see that school regionalization thing? And even some of my liberal friends are going, whoa, wait a minute, don't mess around with our school system here, especially in some of the smaller cities and towns who, like you say, enjoy the local control and the ability to go to a Board of Ed meeting and talk about curriculum and spending and items like that.
And that's where those decisions should be made at the local level. You know, we need everyone needs to stay in their lanes, I think. I think
mm-hmm.
you take a look at state government.
Yeah.
You know, we should leave local control at the local level as much as possible. Look at the Amity school system.
Yeah.
You've got Bethany, Woodbridge,
yeah.
Orange. They've worked together. They have. That's what's called. It's a regional Amity regional school
school
system.
District. Yeah. Yeah.
This forced plan would break up that existing school system. You know, so it's not even logical. It's not really well thought out, and I'm really disappointed in the leadership of the Democratic Party here in Connecticut. I'm sure when they were out canvassing and knocking on people's doors, the last thing they were telling folks was that they were going to propose adding tolls on all roads and taxing us even more. They gave a much more rosier picture, and now we're seeing the ends to their means here, and it's gruesome for the working families here in Connecticut.
Yeah, and again, I was talking with Republican State Senator George Logan. George, I mean, obviously, listen, and I've said this all along, people are willing to pay taxes and fees if, in fact, they are confident that the money they're handing over is going to be used for the proper, the proper projects, for what it's said it's going to be used for. But, you know, can you blame people here in this state if they look with a jaded eye when, you know, you folks in the General Assembly over the years who haven't really funneled the money where it should go? I don't blame people if they say, yeah, right, this is going to go for transportation. I mean, people only want to believe BS for so long.
That's right, and you have to look at the track record. You know, the legislature set up a special transportation fund. It was raided twice of hundreds of millions of dollars by the previous Malloy administration. Mm-hmm. And then he says, well, I raided the special transportation fund, but now I need to add tolls and take more money out of your pocket to pay for transportation. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. It's a matter of prioritizing our spending. Utilize the money for what we say we're going to use it for. Look at the casinos. That was supposed to save all our education woes. That didn't happen. Look at the income tax in the 90s. So my point here is we have to stop with the tax increases. Right? People of Connecticut are paying enough for taxes. Mm-hmm. We've got a budget of over $20 billion. If the folks, the leadership, the Democratic leadership in Hartford can't get it done, they should just move out of the way and let other folks who want to govern, who have the desire to govern, who have the ability to govern, to get the job done. And right now, the leadership in Hartford is not signaling in any way. It looks like it's like, here we go again. Back when we have one-party control here in Connecticut, and that's what got us really into this financial mess that we're in now. We made some grounds, and we had to tie in the Senate the last session, and we had only a four-vote difference in the House. We passed a spending cap, a bonding cap, volatility cap, and now they're trying to roll all those back, plus add a bunch more taxes, a policy that has been tried and has failed miserably over the last couple of decades here in Connecticut.
You know, George, finally, one thing, and I've already had callers this morning who are dismayed about this, and what I tell them is, I'm sure what you tell your constituents and voters too, that people, you know, you guys can bust your tails and negotiate, you know, there can be, you know, whatever negotiations there are, but, you know, George, unfortunately, unless people pay attention here, and I know their lives are busy and they get disillusioned by this, but unless they pay attention and hold members of the General Assembly of both parties, you know, accountable every 2 years, and it's, you know, just about a year and a half now to the next election, you know, a lot of this is going to be for naught. So I tell people, pay attention to what's going on, and if you don't like what's happening, make changes come November of 2020.
That's right. That's exactly right. Your vote absolutely counts. And don't get confused about what's going on in Washington and what's going on here in Connecticut. You know, here in Connecticut, it's a totally different situation than we've got in Washington. We have to pay attention. When you're voting for legislators, state legislators, you got to look at the person. You got to actually, you know, really pay attention to, you know, what they're saying and what they're looking and planning to do and act accordingly. And when you say, you know, year and a half, heck, campaigns are going to start in January. That's less than a year from now.
Yeah.
So, you know, now's the time. I would say don't even wait until then. Right now, call the House Democrats in Hartford. Call the Senate Democrats in Hartford. Call them. Let them know your dissatisfaction for what they're proposing. You can look them up, Google them, or look them up on the Internet. And call your legislator. Find out who your local legislator is. Give him or her a call and let them know how you feel. It does make a difference.
All right, State Senator George Logan. George, thank you. We appreciate it as always. Stay in touch.
Great. Thank you.
All right, there you go. There you go. George Logan there. Heck of a guitar player, too.